In this week's reading, we'll be reading from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." Now, Jesus, of course, being true God and true man, has complete control over everything. He's not worried. He's all-knowing and knows that they'll be just fine. But as we see the disciples doubting him, as in fact, I'm sure all of us do, we go to weak points in our faith. We doubt God. We doubt salvation. We all have doubts. And of course, here the disciples did the same thing. But in reality, we need to know, we need to realize that Jesus Christ he's always there for us. His love and God's love, it's never ending. It's never failing. It will always be there. There are times in my life where I've been doubtful, when my grades have been bad, when I've been doing bad in school, when having hardships with my friends, relationships start working out with people that I love. That's when your faith is at the lowest peak, but you have to realize God is, he's always with us, no matter what. Right now we have not a storm, but a pandemic. In this pandemic, as with the storm, we have to realize that he's not away. He's not with us. He's still here. He's with us. He'll protect us, and he'll weather the storm for us. He'll protect us. He'll keep us safe, and we'll make it through it. Every battle everyone has in their life, you'll make it through it. You'll make it to the end, and that's Jesus' will, because he loves us. God loves us. The Trinity is for us, never against us. And no matter what happens, we have to keep faith, finish the fight, and win the race.